Thank you. Thank you. Short intermission, and then we'll have a lot more music.
It's so nice to be here tonight for this very special event. We are here acting as a proxy for the mayor of the city of Los Angeles, Mayor Tom Bradley. We'd like to share with you the feelings that the mayor has about this gentleman, this giant, this man. It reads, City of Los Angeles Proclamation, Miles Davis Day. I will share with you just a little of the wording. I won't give you all of it, because I'm going to let the man do it to us all. Whereas, Miles Davis has shaped a generation of creative musicians. More specifically, he has influenced every trumpeter of our time. His intensity of sound has changed the tonal characteristic of the trumpet, and his different way of playing the instrument has resulted in a completely stylized version of contemporary trumpet music. And whereas, he has been the leader of various small bands, quintets, sextets, as well as partner with Gil Evans in large-scale orchestral albums. His most famous quintet was a form for the most revolutionary musician of our time, John Coltrane. With this quintet, himself, Mr. Miles Davis, Coltrane, Paul Chambers, Philly Joe Jones, and Cannonball Adderley. He was the first to explore modal themes in jazz, and whereas more remarkable than the in-person performances of his various groups has been the series of records that began in 1955 and continues to this day. Ladies and gentlemen, Miles Davis, the man, has returned after a 5-year absence We have been waiting for this very special event in the world of jazz. Now, therefore, I, Tom Bradley, Mayor of the City of Los Angeles, do hereby proclaim Friday, September 25, 1981, as Miles Davis Day in Los Angeles. We love you. Miles Davis, where are you? We love you. Los Angeles loves you. This is your day. We love you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.